السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام.
Thank you very much. It's been a very interesting session. You got to have a pamphlet. Something more substantial. Is there a booklet that's for unreal people that can read through?
Well, the first leaflet, no, you're right. 500,000 copies have been distributed free of charge to the Muslim community. Unfortunately, if the Muslim community aren't making themselves aware, it's very, very difficult for any other literature to be produced to make the Muslim community aware. The first leaflet was produced as a result of myself and the Islamic Human Rights Commission being inundated with calls from the community who did not know what their basic rights were. So what that really does is set out your basic rights. The second leaflet, which is Know Your Rights Part Number 2, sets out what I regard as being something very substantially important, which is Schedule Number 7, which has been used so substantially by the police. It's really an abuse that is taking place there. And the reason why I thought it was important to highlight the Immigration, Nationality and Asylum Act, Section 40, was due to the fact that people did not know what could happen if somebody had dual nationality. And people are not aware what can happen if, for instance, if you travel out on a non-British passport, and how the British government would wash their hands off you and say, sorry, go to the other country's nationality, because you're other country's nationality, you travelled out on their passports, go to them for assistance while you're coming to us. It's difficult to produce, well, it's not difficult, I'm sure there is literature available in the shops regarding Terrorism Act, which is very lengthy, but it's more targeted at the lawyers, so that the lawyers are in a position to advise the clients what should or shouldn't happen. I think if you follow the basic rules as individuals, hopefully you can't go wrong. And the basic rules are exercise your rights of silence, have a lawyer present to represent you, even if it's MI5, even if you have to pay a little money, it's worth paying that little money to get them to do a letter for you. As with all other criminal proceedings, you have a right to have a solicitor to represent you in a police station. Use that right. If you have a name of the solicitor, good and well. If not, then you can ask for a duty solicitor to represent you. So they will be able to guide you what can or can't happen. Hopefully I've answered your question. I know it's not the answer you wanted, but it's basic. It's basic information which has to be instilled in people's minds, and if you follow the basics, you can't go wrong. Sorry? The address, my telephone number and address is at the back of the leaflet. I think there were some cards in the bag, one of the bags that had the leaflets in it. So. I think there should be some with the men.
The details at the back of that is your details.
Yes, those are my details.